Broadcasting statewide on the Golf Club Network, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
And good day to you from Hawaii. It's raining here and there. We've got sun in the forecast. Wind about 10 to 15 out of the northeast. It's the last weekend in July, and it's Patriot Golf Month coming up in August with Patriot Golf Day, the Labor Day weekend. They made it in the entire weekend. So go play golf, add $5, okay? And that all goes to a very good cause. So go play golf, America. It's great to have you in the clubhouse this morning. It was built by Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment, protection for your home or your business or your special event. Get the Star Team on your property. It is Star Protection, and it's what you need right here in Hawaii, or if you want, if you live in California, Star Protection is there for you too. Poipu Bay Golf Course, combining the beauty of nature and the design of Robert Trent Jones, Jr. It's bordered by these beautiful mountains. I mean, this is like not a condo-surrounded golf course, okay? Emerald green mountains, 30 acres of tropical plants, ancient places of worship. Poipu Bay Golf Course also has a special deal, $55 a round till September. Take your Hawaii driver's license. Alakai Mechanical, thank you, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning, celebrating 37 years of business. We are giving away Nike Power Distance Speedy Long golf balls, a dozen to the 18th caller. Not yet. No, not yet. It is their Nike golf ball giveaway. Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning and all kinds of great stuff. Let's get right to it. We've got guests from around the world, literally, and calling in from right now, Scotland, Golf Digest Executive Editor, Golf Digest Senior Writer, Ron Syrak at the RICO Women's British Open at Carnoustie. Welcome. Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening to me. Good morning to you. How you doing?
Great. And just marveling at what was, you know, Carnoustie and Carnoustie, and now it's Carnoustie, and you sent out a number of tweets. First of all, you wrote a great article that I read online about the conditions at Carnoustie, it being too short, it being too easy for the women. What's your feeling today,
yeah,
on Saturday?
You know, I still think that they made a mistake there. I think they were worried about the weather. They were worried that if the wind blew, the course would just be too difficult for the women to get work their way around. No, I think they needed to do what the USGA did at the Broadmoor for the U.S. Open, which is they set the course up at 7,147 yards, but they never really played it that way. They set it up long, but they had the option of moving the tees forward. And here they just set it up short and didn't really have an option of moving the tees back. And when you have a par 5 where people are hitting 4 and 5 irons off the tee, then you have a hole that's a problem. And that's the way number 17's been playing here. Long hitters like Gustafson and Lincecum are hitting 5-iron, 5-iron into a par 5. That's
crazy.
That's not a good setup.
No, and what, when your last line in your article, when you said, is it too late, about making it a change, making the course different, you know, I wondered, because I don't know the rules of golf, and once you start a tournament, can you make a change? I know you can change the pin placements, that's normal. But now you tell me that it was too late to change. You couldn't make it longer. Why was that?
You know, I mean, I think I just think that they were locked in to the setup that they have, and that it affected everything about it affected where crosswalks were. It affected layup areas and things like that. And that's why they needed to go the other way. Now, look, every time the men have played at Carnoustie, it's blown. And everybody will tell you that they've never can remember three consecutive days where the wind's been as benign as it has been these first three rounds here. I mean, when you're looking at a leaderboard, and, well, you got two players who separated themselves at 15 under and 13 under, but there's a ton of players, 6, 7, 8, 9 under par, and you just don't usually see that on this golf course.
Okay, and did John Phillip actually say he wants people to forget Carnoustie and remember Carnoustie?
You know, in 1999, I was one of the few writers who actually defended him out here. I found him to be a totally charming man who said, he gave me some of my most memorable quotes, which is one, he said, you know, par is an arbitrary number. These players worry too much about par. If it takes 290 to win, shoot 290. And he also, when I said, what do you say to the players who say the course is too difficult, he said, Hogan would have figured it out, you know. So, but it took a long time for I mean, you know, that was a British Open one, I believe, at 7 over par, and people didn't like that. But what people forget, Paul Lawrie won that tournament and shot 67 on Sunday. So, to me, that vindicated the setup, because it was possible to shoot a number.
Yeah, so, and he figured it out. He did a Hogan.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it's fine. So Lawrie could do it. So the other guys could have done it if they'd gotten on their game. On her game at this Open, and a lot of people are saying, apparently Yanni Sen said it as well, at the Ricoh Women's British Open, the leader is Carolyn Masson from Germany. Who is she?
Yeah, that's exactly what Yanni got done and looked at the leaderboard and said to her, Caddy, who is that? You know, and I'll give you the skinny on her. She's 22 years old. She's from Germany. She is her second year as a pro. She's never won as a professional. She won LETQ school to get her card, played 1 year at Oklahoma State, and her father's a tennis coach, and you now just know everything that I know about her.
Okay, and as people say, that she looks really comfortable on a linked court. Does she have experience?
I think she must have. She has experience, and anybody who plays the European Tour on any tour, men's or women, has experience playing in the wind. It's most of the courses you're gonna have that. So she clearly knows how to play the ball down on the ground. She has a short game where she can play those bump and run shots around the green. Now, what we don't know is how she's gonna feel tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, when she walks onto the first tee with unquestionably the best player in women's golf right now, Yannick Sen, and I would argue probably the only dominant player in all of golf right now. If you look for who's the player who is most dominating their competition on any tour, it's Yannick Sen.
Okay, and Yanni had an amazing back nine. As she's right now, she's still playing, isn't she, or did she just finish?
No, she's done. She shot 66. She shot 30 on the back nine. She started the back nine, birdie, 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 par, birdie, eagle.
Wow.
So not a bad start.
No.
She kicked it in the gear. I think Yanni is a young woman whose confidence level and belief system right now has finally caught up to her skill level. She finally right now realizes how good she is. She believes it. And she trusts it, and that's going to make life miserable for other people playing women's golf right now, because she's really talented.
Okay, what about what happened at the Broadmoor at the U.S. Open?
I think there were two things going on there. One is, I think that she went in there with, after having won the LPGA Championship by 10 strokes, her third major in the last six majors played, her fourth major overall at the age of 22. She was going into the Broadmoor with the chance of the career of at the age of 22, completing the career Grand Slam. I think she went in with an unreasonable amount of pressure on her, and didn't quite know how to handle that. She also struggled with the greens there. The greens at the Broadmoor, the effect of the mountains on reading those greens, it was not something she ever figured out.
Okay. At the Irish Open, the English tend to win because the Irish guys are partying at home with their friends, right? Okay. So... how many sponsor parties? We know about what happens on the course. You know, we see that on television, or we have to read about it. Fortunately, it's a major, so ESPN's running it, and we could see it today. But how much partying do the women do?
Well, there's a lot. There's certainly opportunities all the time, but everybody goes to a party knowing what their tea time is, you know, and they'll, you know, I mean, I've had players say to me things like, cutoff time is 7:30, bedtime's 9.
So they
know what they're doing. But I'll tell you, the folks at Ricoh and the other people who are helped sponsor this tournament here do a great job of corporate entertaining and taking care of the players and really making the women feel like they're at a major championship.
Okay, we need to cover the Solheim some of the things that we only have. Is it one more event after this one to get points?
Yeah, Portland's the only other one. Yep. And right now there's really only three people who can fall off the team, and that's Lang, Inkster, and Christina Kim. The only one who could fall off this week would be Christina Kim right now, because we're down to the people chasing them are Christy McPherson, Vicki Hurst, and Katie Fucher. And Vicki, of those three, Vicki's the only one who has a chance to finish in the top 20. If Vicki finishes ninth tomorrow, and I think she's tied for 17th right now, if she finished ninth tomorrow, she would pass Christina Kim.
Well, great for Fucher. And then there's two captain's picks, right? So Christina would not necessarily, because she is such an energy. She's an enormous team boost.
Yeah, I mean, there are the two captain's picks. I mean, what's going to be interesting to see is Julie Inkster, who's 51 years old, is an assistant captain of this team. And she originally said even if she qualified for the team, she wouldn't play. Now she's hedging on that. But she's still in a vulnerable position. She's going to get no points this week. But she could still end up in the top 10, and then we'll see if she does come. Now, if she fell out of the top 10, and I was the captain, I would still want her on my team. And I would try to convince Julie to do that, because she's another enormously positive presence in the clubhouse and in the locker room, the team room.
We have on the leaderboard at the RICO Women's British Open, let's see, Brittany Lang, there's an American, Paula Creamer, another American, and then we got Vicki Hurst, Angela Stanford, Stacey Lewis. Names that we hear at many of the majors. I just went through all the majors looking for which Americans were there. At the Kraft Nabisco, Stacey Lewis, of course, is the champion. Katie Fucher, Angela Stanford, Morgan Pressel, Michelle Wheat. At the Wegmans, Yanni Sen won. Morgan Pressel, Paula Creamer, Christy Kerr, Angela Stanford. And at the U.S. Women's Open, Christy Kerr, Angela Stanford. So those women are really strong. What is giving them the difficulties they seem to be experiencing at the RICO?
Well, you know, I think a couple things. I think one is you just kind of look at the general depth of talent globally in the game of golf. And you know, I mean, Masson comes out of nowhere. But really, it's clear that the game of golf is getting a whole lot better on the continent in Europe, and that some of the top players are not necessarily coming from Britain now, but they are emerging from France and Spain and Germany and Italy. You got Yanni coming from Taiwan. So it's that. The other thing is that it's just different kind of golf over here. Not a lot of them. This is the only time that any of these women get a chance to play links golf, and they're really not that experienced in it. But I really think that what you've seen, all those people that you've mentioned, are playing very, very consistent golf right now. They're always in contention. Lewis and Angela Stanford is another one. I mean, just they're always in contention, and it's just a matter of time for them to start plucking off majors. We're in an odd sort of period now where it's Yanni and everybody else winning the majors. If you go back to 2008 when Annika retired, pretty much since then, Yanni is the only multiple major winner. It's like Yanni, somebody else, Yanni, you know, and that's the stretch we're in right now.
And some people say that we don't get enough travel experience, international travel experience. While the Europeans are traveling all over the place, they're very comfortable with it. We are very insular. The United States is very comfortable. We don't have to deal with foreign languages, foreign culture, foreign currency, all of that stuff.
Yeah, that was, who was very, very good about that yesterday. Siri Park was in the interview room. She went out and she shot a remarkable round of golf yesterday and sort of played the way that we were used to seeing her play 10 years ago. And she came in and she talked about the role that she plays with the younger Koreans, and she says, look, I know how hard it is to go to a new country where you don't know, it's a new culture, it's a new language, it's new food, and then living life on the tour, you're in a new hotel every week, traveling from city to city, and she's absolutely right, and talking about how all those Koreans here, that's another obstacle for them, And it really is, by and large, a situation that, that American players aren't used to. They tend to not travel to play in the United States. Anybody who comes from Europe or from Asia has a passport with a lot of stamps in it.
Okay, I have one final question. Tiger, mm-hmm. you know, he comes along and blows everybody out. With the Greenbrier was going to become, you know, people on Golf Channel were talking about it as though it were the next major. They're putting so much money into it, and there's so much excitement around the Greenbrier, and then all of a sudden Tiger says, I'm going to play again, and wham, nobody's talking about anything but Tiger's going to play again. Do you?
Tiger has an amazing ability to upstage everything. I mean, this is like the third or fourth time in the last year where this is exactly, I mean, you remember his televised apology was during the quarterfinals of the World Match Play Championship.
It was rude, yes. Mm-hmm. Do you think? Do you think he's ready?
It's hard to imagine that he is. I mean, from what I know, first off, we know this for sure. He's only played 9 competitive holes of golf since the Masters, and that was that pretty ugly 42 at the Players Championship, and then he quit. As far as I know, and from what Sean Foley has been saying, he hasn't been practicing with Sean Foley until yesterday or the day before yesterday. Now he's going to a golf course where he's had success, but we're still talking that you know, Firestone is a hard golf course. It's a PGA Tour course, and it's sort of hard to imagine that he's ready. Now, what that tournament has, because it's a limited field World Golf Championship event, there's no cut, so he's guaranteed that he's going to get 4 rounds in, and maybe that's what he's looking for right now, just to get some reps in, just to get 4 rounds of competitive golf under his belt.
And it is interesting, though. You know, I think he came in second to last at Firestone the last time he was there. And
I believe it was his worst finish as a pro in a tournament in which he's made the cut, yeah.
But then I totally understand what you're saying. It makes perfect sense that he would want to start off an event where he doesn't have to face the cut. And that,
well, see, I don't understand why he's coming back right now, honestly, because the season's almost over. I can't imagine that he's going to get ready in one tournament to win the PGA Championship. The season's over the third week of September, for all intents and purposes. He might as well, he better be sure it is 100% physically healthy. He certainly doesn't need another setback in terms of his knee or his Achilles tendon.
Yeah, wait, Ron, don't you think he wants to get into the race for the FedEx Cup?
I don't even know where he stands on that. I can't even believe. I think he's more likely to get into the Solheim Cup at this point. So.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thank you for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Aloha. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Hoipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Hoipu Bay.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on our new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, and done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal, that's Alakai Mechanical.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Yeah, a mongoose stole my ball. What's the rule on that?
Let's get back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. We've got joining us from the Greenbrier, the PGA Tour's Greenbrier Classic, New York Times writer Larry Dorman. Good morning. Good afternoon, Larry.
Aloha, Danielle. I'm glad to be with you.
I'm so glad. At last minute, you said yes, you would join us from the Greenbrier, and I've been very interested in all the work that the folks at the Greenbrier are doing to make this event a shining gem on the PGA Tour schedule. But I've been fascinated by the names. Now, okay, I'm sorry, I'm not really familiar with Jimmy Walker, who just finished with a 62.
Yeah, that was surprising to everybody. I mean, Jimmy Walker is a, you know, he's kind of a journeyman pro, a guy out of Texas, and he hasn't done a whole heck of a lot on the PGA Tour, but he does have an ability to shoot low. I do know that, and I've seen him on leaderboards before. So you know what he did today was very, very surprising. You know, he hit 12 fairways. I mean, that was the difference, I think, between his between his earlier rounds and this one today. But he was putting too like a madman, and actually, had he putted better, he missed a few short ones early in the round. He could have gone lower. So I think it's out there for somebody to shoot a low round this afternoon.
Interesting. Okay, so Brendan Dujour and Webb Simpson actually went into today, and they haven't even started on the golf course, right?
That's right. They're getting ready to start, and they are both playing very, very well. I would expect, Brendan is a very solid player, and as Webb Simpson has shown, he's right on the verge of winning. And I think he's due. Personally, I picked him before the tournament started, so. I'm glad to see him playing so well. And he's just due, and you know, sometimes you can just tell when somebody is on the verge, and he had a couple of opportunities, and he unfortunately was penalized on one of my least favorite rules when his ball moved on the green, and he was deemed to have caused it to move, which you know he didn't, but. That's the rule, so he had to take a one stroke penalty, then lost in a playoff. So
was that one of those wind moments?
Yeah, it was, and you know he had grounded his putter. Sure, he had grounded his putter, but you know the wind caused the ball to move. He didn't, but you know how that is. It's on the books. I think they're going to change that parts of that rule. I think as it relates to. Deeming to have caused the ball to move in a hazard with your stance. But really, the bugaboo, as far as I'm concerned, with that rule, 14-2B, I think it is, I'm not sure, but I believe that's the rule, is that none of these players, or very few of them, caused the ball to move on the green by grounding their putter. So I think it's kind of an archaic rule, you know, rule that should just be eliminated. But the USGA rules people don't do things that way, and so it's still with us. But anyway, yeah. he's a fine player, fine young player, and I think he's got a very good chance to win this golf tournament.
Yeah, I thought for sure that the RNA and the USGA had agreed that that particular rule, where the wind causes it to move by a dimple and the player can't see it. I guess that what they did is they stopped penalizing the player.
Well, they stopped penalizing the player if the movement could not be seen by the naked eye. You know,
there
it was seen that ruling, the rule change came at the Masters, and I thought that was a very good rule change, and it was in reaction to Padraig Harrington having had a ball move that he could not see move, but that was visible on a television replay. So if the player can't see it move, how's he going to call it on himself? So, it's really kind of funny. But they could cut the rule book down considerably if they just if they took all the lawyers and kept them out of the room and then just went ahead and went with common sense. You know, it only took 13 original articles. way back when, and I don't think the game has gotten any more complicated since then. It's the same game.
No, I just have to laugh because, you know, the lawyers, who said something about them, like, in the 17th century, something about getting rid of the lawyers and we'd all be fine?
William Shakespeare, his own self, said, first, let's kill all the lawyers.
Yes.
I kid all my lawyer friends with that one.
My sister's a lawyer. My sister's a lawyer.
Best friends.
Yeah, you got but there are times that I'm watching Anthony Kim.
Oh, yeah.
Anthony Kim, wow, he's just like up 18 positions. He's 4 under and 2-10. What's gotten
with Anthony? Yeah, he's got it back together. This is not the first week that he's played well. He actually started playing well a few weeks back, and he's he's getting back. For a while, he had been favoring the injured thumb, and where golfer, anytime you have a thumb injury, it's bad. And he may have played a little too long with it last year, and then he had to get surgery after the Masters. So he's back. He's now confident that he's not going to re-injure it, and I think that that's a huge deal when it comes to just kind of letting it go and playing better. This guy's got talent. I mean, he's got so much talent, it's unbelievable. And he squandered a little bit of it, and he had some of it taken away from him with the injury. So now maybe he'll be a little bit more grateful for what he has, and he'll use it the right way.
Yeah, it's funny how it's a little thing called karma. All of a sudden it goes smack, and you got it. Everybody experiences that. I mean, at some point or another, Michelle, we did it. The other thing about Anthony Kim and his thumb, when you have an injury and you play too long with it, you get used to that, and you get used to the pain, and your body makes adjustments to compensate, right? So then all of a sudden, you fix it, those compensations aren't necessary anymore, but you're still doing it. that throws everything completely out of whack. And here's somebody who's recovering, finally, it seems, Trevor Immelman.
Immelman, right. Yeah, same kind of injury, wrist for him, I think, and just really threw him for a loop, and he was trying to play with it, and finally had to get the surgery. And same thing, when he was trying to play with it, he was getting into some bad habits, and so it just kept getting worse. And then he went for the surgery. Now he's finally back, and I like Trevor Immelman. I think he's a fine young man, and I'd like it if he played a little bit faster, because he is a little slow. But
that's crap. Yes, yes.
He's a little deliberate. But I'll tell you, I'm glad to see him back, and I'll tell you who I'm really glad to see back today, who just did himself 10 shots better than he did yesterday, is Kyle Stanley. Kyle Stanley is a very good young player that a lot of people don't know about yet, but they will. As soon as he got Bobby Brown on the bag, he turned his game around. And, Bobby's an extremely good caddy. He took a couple of bad raps for some things that happened with Dustin Johnson, his former player. But, now that he's working with Kyle, and Kyle almost won at John Deere, so he obviously can play. And now he shot himself right back into the tournament. He shot 75 yesterday, 65 today, so good for him.
Excellent. Another person who's done real well today is Chris DeMarco.
Yeah.
64 after a 75.
Another guy who's been injured, had a lot of injuries, shoulder injury that was really hampered him. And at one time, he was emerging as sort of one of the better players on tour.
Yeah. And it was kind of sad to see him like fall down. And same with Trevor Immelman. I had featured him in a column I wrote years ago because he was coming on so strong, and then wham, it was like I gave him the black mark.
I would say that in Hawaiian. What is a kiss of death? What, is there an expression for that?
Bachi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh huh. Bachi. Mm-hmm. Got it. Yeah.
So that's like bad chi or something.
Yeah, bad chi. I gave it bad chi. Yeah, it was not good. Danielle does not root for anybody because that's what happens to them. They, you know, get bad chi when I. So I just enjoy them all. I root for all teams. I have to be careful where I'm sitting sometimes. Can you? We need to take a break. I'd like to talk to you about the concert.
I'll talk to you about the concerts, although I did not go because I was working. I can tell you a lot about the traffic that was going in, and therefore I can attest to the popularity of each of the performing artists.
And what is Greenbrier trying to accomplish by bringing all these top acts, you know, the Black Eyed Peas? Hello, that was just like one of the groups that came in. What do they want to do? So let's take a break, come back. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Need a good plumber 24/7? Alakai Mechanical has the best, from design to installation to maintenance. If you need more than a quick fix, get it repaired by the team at Alakai Mechanical. Whether you're in a home, restaurant, office building, or shopping center, your plumbing has to work. Alakai's world-class plumbing technicians use quality parts to keep your water and sewer lines working properly. Protect your investment. Licensed and insured. Call Alakai Mechanical across Hawaii. Your plumbers on call.
Waipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Waipu Bay. Call us for your tea time, where great golf is played every day at Waipu Bay.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Let's see. 40 yards to the pin, wind in my face. Where's my wedge? I saw this flop shot on TV. Oh, not even close. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
And welcome back to the clubhouse. Let me introduce you again. A reporter at the New York Times, twice. He stopped in 97, went to work for Callaway, and then came back to the New York Times. Writes golf. If you wanted to follow on Twitter, he doesn't tweet, but he has it. What's up with that?
Well, I'll explain that to you in a minute. Are you finished with the intro? Because I can...
Well, I got to ask you another question before that.
Yeah.
What's it like going from being a reporter, okay, and I used to be the news director. I do traffic reporting for Cox Media. Going from being a reporter to being a PR guy to being a reporter. I mean, that must be different.
Well, it's actually, I think everybody should do it because you see how it works on both sides of the fence, and therefore you get a broader, vision and more knowledge, and that can all, you know, that can never be bad.
That's
and
yes.
For me, it was wonderful because, you know, I met Ely Callaway at the PGA shows back when I was reporting even before I went to the New York Times when I was in Miami, and I was fascinated by the guy. And so while I was talking to him, and then, long story short, he hired me to write his book. I took a leave of absence from the time. He decided he wanted to hire me for his company. And it was the, I mean, I got an MBA at the Ely Callaway School of Business, and I'll tell you, yeah, it was probably better than going to any of the fine universities in the country in terms of just the things that I learned about business from him.
Got it. Okay. All right. So you were going to tell me something before you explain why you don't tweet, but you have an account.
Yeah. You know, to me, and I have a lot of demands on my time, and you know, with reporting and writing and working with sources and contacts, and you know, trying to do as good a job as I possibly can for the newspaper.
Right.
And I find tweeting to be extremely time consuming and a major distraction, and I just don't like a lot of distractions, and so therefore I don't do it. But I have a Twitter account. I've got 300 people or something following me, and I've never tweeted. Now, you know, I don't think they've noticed, but the point is, you know, if I start tweeting out all of my good material, what am I going to have left for the newspaper?
I understand my take on it. Yes, but I got to tell you, I really appreciated finding an account, because when I send out a tweet saying who's going to be on the show, if you're a person who's tweeting and you don't have an account, then it doesn't mean anything to you. Isn't that strange?
Well, yeah, but you know, if you hit some of my followers with it, who knows? They might retweet it.
That's right. They will retweet it. Yes,
and they might even listen. I mean, you know, and then they would see what a great show you have, because you do. It's as diverse as any golf show I've ever seen. You had Ron Cyrak on saying that Tiger was more likely to play in the Solheim Cup than the FedEx Cup. That's not something you hear every day.
No, and after you, Marilyn Smith is going to talk to us about a fundraiser. We're going to go to Ireland and talk to somebody from the BBC about the Irish Open, and Matt Cooper is going to come in and talk to us about the LET, and goodness gracious, we still have to go to the U.S. Senior Open.
That's great. That is what a great show.
Thank you.
You know, I love Hawaii, and it's one of my favorite places to be, and I love going to Maui every year. And I'm going to start getting acquainted with some of the other islands, because I found out that my son-in-law, I got some great news today. My youngest son got engaged to a woman who is going to Hawaii. She's a psychologist, and she's going to be working in Oahu. So,
wow.
He is going to have to obviously, think very seriously about relocating, because he's probably going to have a hard time getting hurt. Back to California.
Well, yeah, and then you'll have an excuse to come over here all the time.
That's right. Yeah. And I will take any excuse to go to Hawaii, because I just love all the islands, and there's so much beauty there and so much to see. It's a wonderful place. I envy you.
I envy you guys for being able to travel all across the world and go to these fabulous places and then go home again. You know, you always appreciate home more when you get to go away from it.
That is true. But I don't live in a bad place now. I live in Florida, so, you know.
No, it's beautiful in Florida. But don't you, when you leave and you go and you go, wow, this is really nice, and then let's say you go to Scotland, you know, oh, gee, or Ireland, tough assignment there. And then you get to go back home to Florida, you go, wow, I'm really glad to be home. It was pretty there. It was very nice.
This is something that you'll appreciate. I mean, this would be the greatest job in the world if you didn't have to write. I'm sure as a writer, you know what I'm talking about, particularly with deadlines. You know, I go to Scotland, half the time all I see is the golf course, and the media center, and then it's like 12 o'clock at night over there when I'm leaving. So it's not like I can, commune with. The spirit of old Tom Morris, right?
Yeah, okay. So they go, Larry, turn off the lights when you leave. We're going to go out and have a pint.
Right.
But you have to tell us what groups were, because we're going to have to take a break again and bring Marilyn in. She's going to be chomping at the bit. Tell us all about her
stuff. Marilyn Smith of LPGA fame?
Yes, same one. Indeed.
Oh, please say hi to her. I once played golf with her in a pro-am long, long ago at... I think it was. I'm trying to remember the event. It was it was sponsored by Whirlpool, I think, and it was in Deerfield Beach.
Okay.
She might remember, but anyway, she's a great lady, a terrific lady.
She is. She has this scholarship event that third annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic. If you happen to be in Arizona, or if you happen to have something you can donate that she can auction off, she gives $5,000 scholarships away.
I'll get her something because I support that kind of stuff.
Excellent. So how many groups? The Black Eyed Peas, they were there, and who else? Yeah, let
me just tell you this: Tug McGraw's kid, the country singer.
Yes.
You remember Tug McGraw, the Mets pitcher? Well, his kid is he's a big country singer.
Tim.
Tim. Isn't he married to that Faith Hill?
Faith Hill person, right?
Yeah, Faith Hill. She's a very good singer too. But
she is.
McGraw had the traffic in this part of West Virginia was clogged from the west and from the east on the freeway going to that concert at the fairgrounds here. And last night, Black Eyed Peas was clear sailing, no problem. So
no kidding.
I'm getting the impression that locally, I'm thinking country music is probably a little bit more popular.
I think you got it. So what is the Greenbrier? What are they trying to accomplish? They seem to be like trying to really elevate their stature.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, Jim Justice has invested an enormous amount of money into this place. I mean, the refurb that they have done here is astonishing. And the place looks great. He is returning the Greenbrier to its former state of elegance.
Excellent.
And he's doing it by spending a lot of money. And I think that anything that he can do to raise the profile of this place to get, to get people to come here and see what it's like and to get some occupancy, because it is a huge place, he will do. And he's a very, very engaging and energetic man who is he's giving back to West Virginia a lot of what he took out, because he became a very, very wealthy man here in the coal business. And so I respect him a great deal, and I think he's been tremendous what he's doing here for this resort. It is really a fabulous place. In fact, you ought to come over here and see it.
I should do my show from there.
It wouldn't be a bad idea. Next year
you
could do your show from here, and play some golf. I'd love to get out on the golf course with you.
Get
out on the golf course, period.
Period. Marilyn Smith is on with us right now, and since you asked me to say hi for you, I figured that you probably could. Marilyn, good morning.
Aloha to you and to the gentleman from Greenbrier. Gee, I drove by that place one time. It's gorgeous.
This is Larry Dorman. He's a reporter with the New York Times, and you two actually played golf once together.
We did.
You probably don't remember this, but I do, and I believe it was in conjunction with one of the LPGA Tour events at Deerfield Beach. And I'm trying to remember the sponsor. I can't. It escapes me. It was so long ago.
Was this Deerfield in Florida?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes.
Yeah. So, we had a great time, and I was just talking about what a wonderful lady you are, and how much I enjoyed that day, and I found out a little bit about your charity in Arizona. So I'm going to scare up some kind of golf thing that you can auction off over there.
Oh, wonderful. Yes,
isn't that right?
A tournament September 12th.
September 12th. Okay, I can remember that. The day before my oldest daughter's birthday, so I can remember that.
Excellent. The day after 9/11, too.
Yeah.
Well, there is that, but I'd rather forget that.
Yeah, let's remember your oldest daughter's birthday.
Yes.
Okay, there we go. Larry Dorman from the Greenbrier, the New York Times reporter. It's so much fun to meet you, and we're going to see you in Hawaii real soon, because your soon-to-be daughter-in-law is going to be living here, and I assume she's going to want to bring her husband with her.
I think she'll probably have to drag him there from California, but he'll love it. And Danielle, it was a real pleasure being with you. And Marilyn, I don't want to take up any more of your time, because I know you got to talk. And I just say mahalo.
Aloha. We'll be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box and see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come join the Aloha. Visit our pro shop and take home a memory at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Star Protection Agency has been providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Guards on foot, bike, and patrol cars for your business, buildings, or retail, whether it's a store or an entire shopping center. Star Protection provides the security you need. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection is peace of mind.
Here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
And I am so thrilled to have Marilyn Smith, co-founder of the LPGA, on the phone with us. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Well, good morning. Aloha. And it's great to be on your golf club radio show again, Danielle.
Thank you. You're getting ready. You're gearing up. And I'm trying to get there. I'm doing everything in my power to promote Phoenix as a fabulous destination. This third annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic will be played at Tuscany Falls at Pebble Creek. What's that like as a golf course?
Well, we have two golf courses here, two clubhouses, and a 325-seat theater.
Wow.
And about 7,000 wonderful folks. So you've got to come and see it, and Pebble Creek is in Goodyear. We're about 26 miles southwest of Phoenix.
Okay.
And real close to the airport, about 35 minutes. So it's a wonderful place. I've been here about 7.5 years, and this is the third year we've had the tournament. We had some in Dallas when I lived there, too.
The actual tournament is on Monday, September 12th.
Yes, and you know what? Wonderful about it. We have 32 LPGA pros playing in it, including Shirley Spork, one of our LPGA co-founders,
yes.
And Joanne Carner is our participating honoree.
Wow! So
yeah.
you've got one LPGA professional or celebrity who will be playing in each group that goes out.
Yes, with men and women amateurs. It's a scramble format, and we have a tremendous raffle.
This is what we're getting to. The raffle is separate from the auction, or is it part of the raffle?
No, the raffle is we're selling tickets now, and the first draw is a woman's Rolex watch.
Wait a minute. Really? How
yes.
much are the tickets?
One for 10, three for 25, and seven for 50, and you can buy online. Do you want me to give you the website?
Sure.
www.marilyn, with two N's, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N-N, Smith, L-P-G-A, dot, golf registrations with an S on the end .com, and
okay.
You can see all about the tournament, and then you can buy raffle tickets online too.
Excellent. So the one, there's one big winner, and that's the women's Rolex watch. That's huge.
Yes, and then the second draw is a set of Haranha golf clubs, and they're made in Australia, and one of the gentlemen with that company is the member of our tournament committee. And then the third draw is a set of Adams golf clubs and woods and irons, the putter and a bag.
Wow. And then the money that you raised in this tournament, you have given away, what was the last year? Did you give $5,000 scholarships?
Yes, and this year we're going to give 10 $10,000 scholarships. I would like to mention that one of the gals who won one of the scholarships last year, she's going to make every effort to come from Williams College of Massachusetts to play in it.
Wow. You want to
be paired? She'll be paired with Joanne Connor and then a couple here, Lee and Marcia McDonald. So that'll be a five-some.
And so you're $10,000 scholarships is your goal this year?
Yes, to help young women attend college. See, when I can I tell you kind of the catalyst for setting up this scholarship fund? Do we have time?
Absolutely. And then Matt Cooper, who's on the line all the way from the UK, Scotland, he's going to come and join us and tell us about the women on the LET tour. So absolutely,
good.
You tell us all about how this all started.
Well, when I went to the University of Kansas, there was no golf team there at that time, but my girls' golf team, that is. And my father went to Fog Allen. He was the director of athletics, and asked if he could get some expense money for his daughter to play in the National Intercollegiate Golf Tournament, which was going to be at Ohio State.
Oh.
And Fog Allen said, "Mr. Smith, it's too bad your daughter is not a boy." So I didn't get any support back in those days. No girls did. So that's what made me feel like I really got to help these young women, because you know how expensive it is to go to college now.
Yes, it is. That's why when you said you went from 5,000 to 10,000, I was going to tell you, you really are keeping up with the cost of living and the cost of going to college, because a $2,000 scholarship, you know, that a lot of kids get, it doesn't even cover the cost of books. And
yeah.
It's really, really tough. And so the third annual Marilyn Smith LPGA Charity Golf Classic, benefiting the Marilyn Smith Scholarship Fund, helping women with $10,000 scholarships to be awarded next year. This is all through your Aloha Section PGA. If you are a young lady and you want to apply for one of these scholarships, get in touch with, in Hawaii, the Aloha Section PGA, whichever section is close to you, and ask them for an application. I think we can also get them to the LPGA online. Is that correct, Marilyn?
Yes, ma'am. That's right. The LPGA Foundation, they manage my golf scholarship fund.
Excellent. So on the 12th is the day of the event. I hope to be doing my show there on the Saturday before and then enjoying the scholarship tournament with registration starting at 7, a continental breakfast, networking opportunities, and a shotgun start at 8 o'clock.
Wonderful. Alice. You better be here. Count
yes,
on
ma'am.
You.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And, you know, we have some terrific auction items.
And you're okay. Yeah. Jack Nicklaus.
He sent us a picture of him on this Wilkin Bridge, you know, at St. Andrews, and we
have
it framed, and that'll be in the auction.
Okay.
And then Mickelson sent us a signed Masters flag.
Wow.
And the famous golf landscape painter, Linda Hartogh, that's Hartough, and her website is hartogh.com. She sent a beautiful print of her Congressional Country Club with the 10th hole.
And fabulous. And Larry from the New York Times is going to hunt something up for you as well.
Thank you.
Bottom line is, go online and Marilyn Smith LPGA. org, is that correct?
No, lpga.golfregistrations.com.
Okay.
Be sure to spell my name, Marilyn, with two N's, because if you just put one N, it won't work.
I'll put it on Twitter, I'll put it on Facebook, on both pages, so people can easily find it, and I've already put a link on my Facebook where I really appreciate you being on the show. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you so much, Jen. Thank you. God bless you, sweetie.
God bless you, Marilyn. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to go and kind of shift gears, but not really, because it's all about women, and that's what we're celebrating today. We've been celebrating women all month with all of the majors and all of the events on when the final, you know, this LPGA schedule kind of came together and started cooking. It's been a little stop and go, and this summer has really been kind of hot. Joining us from Scotland, from Carnoustie, is Matt Cooper. Good morning, Matt. Good evening, Matt.
Good evening, Danielle. How are you?
Excellent. I love what you wrote on 360. Is it Golf 365?
Yeah, that's correct, yep.
Golf 365. Okay, you did a wrap-up on Friday. And when Matt writes he gives you the stats and analysis and quotes like Yanni Zen on getting her caricature drawn on Wednesday. Where did you guys go? Where did she go to get her caricature drawn?
We were taken by Rico, the sponsors, to a castle called Glamis Castle. And I think we were all a little bit shocked. We were kind of expecting something a little bit run down, but it was actually very glamorous. It was actually where the Queen Mother lived prior to the Second World War. And Yanni was one of the players there, and very, very taken aback by the stately home aspect of it and the old furniture. And in the middle of all of this, there was a guy drawing caricatures. And he drew Yanni's caricature, and she was very taken with it. Called it a funny cartoon, and put it on Facebook, from what I believe.
We'll have to look for it. So, what she wants from the weekend, the weather this weekend, she wanted more wind, more rain, more everything. My God, the woman is playing like amazing. She had an amazing back nine.
She was spectacular this afternoon. She's quite amazing. She's very different to 12 months ago. When she won this tournament at Birkdale, then she had the lead, and when we looked at the stats, her record at the head of the field wasn't the best, and there was a little time 12 months ago when she was shaken by the attack of Catherine Hull, but she actually just said about 20 minutes ago here in the press conference that the experience of that day gave her the confidence that she could take a lead into a big tournament and retain it, and everything she's done in the 12 months since then has proved that she's taken a step up in class, and obviously is now the youngest male or female winner of four majors, and definitely this year she's looked a lot more relaxed. She was the only experienced and high quality player to actually be at the castle on Wednesday night, which in itself is quite a relaxed thing to have done, because most of them were concentrating on the golf to come. And,
yes.
And even this morning I was hanging around the first tee, and I saw her emerge from the corner of the hotel, which sits behind the 18th green and the first tee. And I don't know what she'd been doing. I meant to ask her after the press conference, but she came sort of walking in, looking a bit sheepish, and sort of giggled, "I'm late," and disappeared into the hotel to get changed. I'm sure she had plenty of time to do everything, but the big grin on her face kind of indicates what a relaxed person she is. And she's very funny in press conferences. Loves to have a giggle.
That's wonderful. That's you know, laughing is so important. It does a lot of things. It can make up for lack of sleep. I'm serious. I've done studies on this. But let's talk about some of the Swedish house mafia. Now, this is great. This is great. This is a great example of what the Swedish players, they cut to get together and get a house.
Yeah, well, it's obviously quite common in men's events, but in that sense, it tends to be management groups that will hire out big homes that their clients can go to and enjoy food. I mean, famously at Sandwich 2 weeks ago, ISM had hired out a house, and that's where Darren Clark went and had his celebration party afterwards. But in this case, the Swedish team hired out a house, and basically the six Swedish players who were here were able to turn up and do whatever they wanted there. So from what I understand, a couple of nights ago, it was Thai food and Swedish sitcoms on the DVD. And they all enjoyed it, and plenty of them are doing well. I mean, Sophie Gustafsson's the nearest to the lead on 7-under, so she's still a hell of a long way back, 8 shots. But Anna Nordqvist, Caroline Hedvall, Linda Vestberg, they've all done very well this week. So I think it's put them in a pretty good frame of mind.
Yes, and now for the second segment of your article, and I really suggest you go to golf365.com, the Korean Ignition. You talk about how the talent code, that is the name of the book, author
yes.
Daniel Coyle talks about the notion of talent hotbeds, and we talk about the Koreans being a hotbed. Tell us a bit about the three commonalities.
This is going to be a test of my,
okay.
my memory.
Okay, let me help you. I'm staring right at it. The students engaged in meaningful as opposed to lazy practice.
I can give you a very good example quite quickly of what that actually means, taken from Daniel's book. If you were to, for instance, think of a violin player who's practicing, one violin player might take a piece of music that's their favorite piece and would do it, and it would sound fantastic because it's their favourite piece. Another might take a piece that was beyond their ability and would have to repeat bits, would go back and have another go. It would be very stop-start. That would appear to you, if you were watching, as being not particularly good practice. But in actual fact, that person would actually be learning, whereas the person who was doing an easy piece was actually not actually indulging in any practice that would improve them. And I'm sure if your listeners can sort of compare that to what they might do on the range, many of us are guilty of just standing there and belting balls and not actually improving on our swing or ball striking.
Exactly. Exactly. If you do something that becomes rote, that's too easy, you're not challenging yourself. So you need to do something that's going to challenge yourself if you're going to excel, if you're going to learn. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, the leader here is Carolyn Masson. Am I pronouncing her name right? She's from Germany.
Carolyn Masson. It's Carolyn and then Masson, yeah. I've noticed all the Americans really go for the Arn, Masson, whereas in Europe it's more Masson.
Masson.
Yeah.
But it sounds French.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound German.
I spoke to Carolyn earlier, and yeah, it is French influenced. So yeah, her family at some point do come from France.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about Carolyn. She made it through Q2.
Yeah, well, she
on the LET.
Yes, on the LET. At the end of 2009, she won the Q School, and she'd had quite a successful amateur career, winning the European Team Championships with Germany. So she was noted as a good player, but I think it was a bit of a shock that she was quite so successful at Q School. And then I first bumped into her in Turkey about 15 months ago. And actually, at that point, I thought she was quite shy, but very quickly sort of got to know her and very impressed with the sort of steadiness of her game. And then throughout the rest of the year, she did quite well. She was, the first time she played the German Open as a professional, she was actually fourth with a round to go. She struggled a little bit. There was a hint just over a year ago that she could play links golf, when she played a course called Conwy in Wales in the Championship of Europe, and she shot 64 in the final round there, which was one of the rounds of the year on the LET. A couple of weeks after that, she was third in France, and then pretty much, and that was actually the first event that she played with her current caddy, the one that's working with her today. And since then, they've done very well. She was second in Morocco just before the Masters in April. She did have a chance to win that, but she'd had to chase a big leader down in the final round, and when she caught her, the effort of getting there kind of told a little bit. But her last five performances, she hasn't had one finishing position outside the top 11, so she's definitely in form.
So she's not coming out of nowhere, as we like to say. Coming out of nowhere, she's been working at her game. She shares the coach, Gunther Kessler.
That's it, yep. He also coaches Martin Keimer, and we've just been talking to her and asking exactly what help Martin Keimer has given her, and it's not been direct, but Keimer did talk to Kessler about his experiences at the Open, and he's a big fan of links golf, and one thing that he does do is he's very accepting of the misfortune and the bad bounces that you get in links golf, and Carolyn said she's picked up on that, and she's not panicking when she gets a bad bounce. She's remembering the good bounces she gets. And that's really helped the frame of mind this week.
Interesting. Stand by. KPUA Hilo, KTU Honolulu, KHUI Honolulu, KONI Lanai City, KTOH Kalaheo, KTOH FM1 Princeville. Now, so somebody said that she's like in her, she's very calm. She's playing. Other than Yanni, of course, who is like, you know, birdie, eagle, par, birdie. It's just amazing. She's just taking everything very much in stride. And it'll be interesting to see how she handles being in the lead going into the final round. It's always great. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think you're dead right. I mean, she admitted she was a little nervous on the first tee today, and she did spray a tee shot a long way right. A fantastic recovery shot, and then three-putted, and then she also bogeyed the final hole when she might have got a little bit nervous. But in between, she was fantastic and very relaxed. And I've been very impressed with her performances in both press conferences. I mean, the one thing I did note, we were discussing Yanni being very giggly. Carolyn is too, and I honestly think they're the two that, when I was watching Carolyn, it did strike me that the two of them have been the most genuine smiles that have been in the press rooms all week. I mean, when they're laughing, they're genuinely having a good time rather than just, you know, being polite to some of the ridiculous right. things that the press people say. I think from that, I'm sure they'll obviously both have their game faces on tomorrow, but I mean, even on the 14th tee today, Carolyn was stood over the ball, something happened off to the side, and she just stood away, had a bit of a laugh, went back and hit it down the middle of the fairway. So I think she's in a good frame of mind, but it is going to be a big question. Tomorrow will be another step up.
Yes, another challenge. I have to ask, you know, the European team points are done so differently. The U.S. team points are pretty easy for the Solheim Cup. I mean, it's and the leader, four of the Solheim Cup team members from the European team, they come from the Solheim Cup points, and four come from the Rolex rankings. Is that correct?
Yes. If you want, I shall attempt to clear it up as easily as I can.
Okay.
And from the European Tour, from the European points list, which is where which is the first one to be looked at, currently Laura Davies, Melissa Reed, and Christelle Bouillon from Holland are more or less guaranteed to get through. They've got 70 points already. Currently, Suzanne Pettersson is in fourth place, and it's more or less certain that it would be very difficult for her to be overtaken as well. But if Carolyn was to do very well and even win tomorrow, there's a possibility she could jump ahead of the pack, but it's kind of unlikely. So those four look locked in, and then the next four players are picked from the Rolex World Rankings, and currently that would include Maria Hjorth of Sweden, Anna Nordqvist of Sweden, Katrina Matthew, and almost certainly, given that she's doing so well this week, Sophie Gustafsson, and then it would be four captains' picks. And that's going to be quite interesting, because Sandra Gould's largely assumed that she'll get a pick, because she would have been picked based on her world ranking, which is better than Gustafsson's, but because she's played very few LET events, she has to be a captain's pick. And then thereafter, because there are so many rookies involved in those automatic qualifying positions, I suspect that Alison Nicholas will want some experience, and it's a big question who's in form and got experience. The one person who it's assumed will be definitely picked is Caroline Hedwall, who's the Swedish player who did quite well for the first 2 days but fell away a bit, but she's had a spectacular rookie year here in Europe.
Yes. You know, I think what we don't realize, you know, is there's this huge group, and in 60 seconds, can you tell me what would the feeling be like for a global women's tour from the European perspective?
I should attempt to do it in 60 seconds.
Take it 2 minutes.
I think amongst the players there'd be a lot of support. I know there is some feeling amongst some European players that the LET gets a rough ride in this event and the Evian that goes before it, because they feel they don't get a lot of spots. And then they also look at like the US Open, where there's very few spots given to the Europeans as well. I think if a World Tour was properly done, it could embrace everybody, but also it would be, so long as it was. The great thing with golf is that, in actual fact, if you look at the scores, it's completely meritocratic. And as long as the World Tour was meritocratic, I don't see anybody could complain. And if it was organised correctly, I think it would be great. I personally would love it. Whether my opinion is quite in tune with all the players and the tours, another matter entirely, though.
You know what? We're talking because we all have opinions, you know, and opinions make for other people to talk, and
I'm very pro that golf embraces the world rather than is afraid of it. I think Asia's just got spectacular potential for golf, and that all tours should be embracing it as much as possible rather than being a little bit afraid of what it has to offer. I think if you embrace it, then you'll get everything from it.
Yes, and I think we need a second television station so that we can broadcast all the events in a timely fashion so people can actually watch them. Matt Cooper, always great to talk with you, and you can find him at golf365.com. He's got great articles and a little bit of a European, global perspective, and it's always great to talk to you. Matt, thanks for being on the show.
No, thanks a lot, Danielle.
And we're going to come back and talk with Fred Altbacher, who's been covering the U.S. Senior Open at the Inverness Club right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
Your AC runs year-round in Hawaii. Whether you're an office, store, building, or shopping center, your AC on the fritz can ruin your day and stop your business. Alakai Mechanical does it all, from AC sales to maintaining your AC, so it runs better and lasts longer. Alakai world-class professionals are using only the best parts to keep you cool. Protect your investment, from window system to cooling towers across Hawaii. Call Alakai Mechanical, keeping you cool.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Come share our home where the Grand Slam was played. Robert Trent Jones Jr. saw the mountains and felt the sea. Sure, great vistas and greens most people only dream of. Take the day off or do business with a bunch of your best customers. Come join the fun and the aloha at Poipu Bay. Call us for your tee time, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay.
Star Protection Agency, providing security across Hawaii since 1991. Licensed and bonded, property guard and patrol services, loss prevention. Star Protection provides the security you need with the industry-leading internet-based reporting system. One call does it all. 532-3911 or on the web at starprotectionagency.com. Star Protection, locally owned with people you trust.
You scope out the sand traps. You size up the green. You're eyeing the flag. Now, it's time to choose a club, but you don't know which one to choose?
That's when you turn to Danielle Tucker. Now, back to the Golf Club.
Fred Altbacher, he plays, he teaches, he writes. It's all about golf. He's been a golfaholic for 40 years, hasn't taken any meetings. He just keeps on going. He's still as passionate about game as when he started. Fred Altbacher, welcome to the show.
How you doing this morning, Daniel?
I'm doing fabulous. We've been all across the world, and now we're going to the beautiful U.S. Senior Open, Inverness. Somebody sent me a message saying, is there an Inverness in America?
There is, and it is a beautiful golf course. It's truly one of America's gems. It's been here a long time. It opened in 1903. And it has seen some spectacular golf. Tremendous history here. Bobby Jones played in his first U.S. Open here in 1920, and he played in his last U.S. Open here, his last competitive event, actually, in 1931, after he'd won the Grand Slam in 1930. He came back here to compete in respect for S.P. Germain, who had given him some advice. Bobby had actually walked off the course in 1920 in a fit of anger, and so he came back and finished his career here too. So Byron Nelson was the pro here for 4 years in the early 40s. Jack Nicklaus played in his first U.S. Open here in 1957. It's been the site of 8 major championships. So it's truly a gem. It's a beautiful place.
It looks beautiful on television. I mean, it televises gorgeous. Now, Olin Brown. You know, I don't think a whole lot of people talked about Olin Brown as being a potential leader or winner before this event. You know, it's always interesting to see what all the hype is before an event and then what actually happens during the event, right?
There's only 2 rounds in, you know. So, and if you look at the stats, Olin Brown is a very good long iron player. And if you look back in his career on the PGA Tour, in tight golf courses, courses that demand good iron play, especially with long irons, he's very good.
He described a shot that he hit into 16 yesterday, which is a diabolical par 4. For you and me, it's a par 6 probably. But he hit a drive, pinched it in between a ditch and the rough, and then hit a cut 4 iron to an elevated green that's the size of a postage stamp that undulates. And you just don't do this kind of thing. I mean, he was striking the ball very well the first 2 days. He's and awesome. Don't have to keep that up.
Yes. Well, we've got Mark O'Meara chasing him, and then all tied for a 3. This is amazing. This leaderboard is tight. Hal Sutton, John Houston, Corey Pavin, Mark Calcavecchia, Joey Sindelar, and Peter Senior, all tied for 3. Amazing.
Great names. They all have experience. They've all won majors. Hal Sutton making a big move today. He's 7 under through 12 holes now. So. He's 6 under for the day, so he's making a big move. So there's a lot of red on the board. Evidently the course is there to be had today. So,
now you had rain. Toledo got drenched, right?
We had a big rain Friday morning, right after sunup, about a little after 6 o'clock. We got heavy rains blew through and delayed the start of the second round for 2 hours and 45 minutes. So. 21 guys were not able to finish last night, and they had to come back this morning and finish. It didn't really change anything, but the cut line was plus 2. There's only one amateur that is in the finals today in the low 60. Tim Jackson out of Germantown, Tennessee, he ties a record with the great amateur Vinnie Giles. This is the third low amateur award for him in a row at the U.S. Year Open. So
that's so cool. You got to tell us before we're going to give away Power Distance PD Nike Precision. This is from Alakai Mechanical. Okay, one of our dear sponsors. Love you guys. Alakai Mechanical. When you need a new roof, flashing gutters, downspouts, AC ducts, a commercial kitchen designed with custom stainless steel counters fabricated, call Alakai Mechanical. And right now, if you would like to win a dozen Power Distance BD Long from Nike, these brand new balls, they come in a nice box, too. You'll love the box, and you'll love to play them. You have to be the 18th caller. Can't have won in the last 6 months. Okay, golf balls can only be won once every 6 months. The number to call is 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. All right, now you got to tell us. We got all these names that I mentioned, including Kyoshi Murata. We got Dan Forsman, Michael Allen, Lauren Roberts, Steve Pei. We know Damon Green.
That's really kind of one of the cool, really cool stories.
Yes.
Zach Johnson's regular caddy on tour. He's playing a few events, and he qualified and is just having a great tournament, doing a great job.
Yeah, he's a caddy. See, now, just in case you wonder how important it is to have a caddy and what they know, if this guy can shoot a 67, Damon Green's given some good advice probably, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's also the guy on the McGladrey commercial on television, if you ever pay attention, that throws the grass up and sees which way the wind's blowing. Stuff.
Is that him?
Yeah.
He's a
yep.
star, so now we know who the star is.
Exactly. Making some pocket money so he can play on the senior tour.
Now, you teach. You're a teacher, and people can follow you on Facebook at Toledo Golf Lessons.
That's correct.
Okay. And we can follow you on Twitter, and I don't know what this stands for. You have the most perplexing Twitter ID. It's TOLOHGOLFR. Tell me what.
Yeah, I try to just go with something different, and it's Toledo, TOL. And then Ohio, OH, and then golfer without...
Golfer, got it. Oh, Toledo,
yeah.
Ohio, golfer, got you. Oh, now it makes sense. I was trying to go Tolo.
Yeah. Just try to be a little different. I'm a little odd,
Yeah, yeah. I know the conditions of the course. What's the weather forecast for the next...
Weather for today and tomorrow is absolutely perfect. It's beautiful here today. The humidity is down considerably. It's very sunny. It's supposed to be very sunny tomorrow. Hopefully, the sun will dry the greens out. They'll be able to get them a little bit quicker. The greens are just not as fast as the USGA would like them, for sure. and with the rain, you know, the course is soft, the greens are receptive. So, you know, the rough is tough, but it's manageable, and because of the softer greens, they are receptive. They're holding the shots from the rough, so the guys are still able to score. That's the bottom line.
Excellent. You're going to have to come on the air and teach us sometime soon. Give us a lesson. Hey,
well, love to do that. I can we can talk about all kinds of stuff. I have a couple videos there on the website at ToledoOhioGolfLessons.com. My wife and I are going to put some more on there too, also. So
you'll teach us. Great.
Yep.
Excellent. We're going to go to the Irish Open next.
So, very good.
I thank you so much for being on, and I'll definitely be continuing to tweet your tweets from the U.S. Senior Open Championship, and we'll also be able to go to your blog site. You write very, very well and covered lots of different topics, including, of course, the amazing finish. I mean, on the one of the big stories was, why aren't we covering Q School right now?
Because
yes. She's just doing amazing stuff. 66.
That's one, you know, I think the future, you were talking women's golf before.
Yes.
With Matt, and I really think, and I, you know, the press and the media really like to build up the young kids and say this is it. But I have been watching this girl. I've been watching this girl like I watched Tiger Woods since he was 10 or 11. Okay, this girl is a real deal. You know, and she's not Michelle Wee, who's going to go, you know, go to school or play on the men's tour or, you know, just shoot the play for the dollars. She is a serious golfer, and I really think the future of the women's tour is right there. I think she'll bring more dollars, more corporate dollars, more sponsorships, bring more tournaments back to America. We really need to watch her. I think she's going to be a good one.
Lexi Thompson, she's 16 years old, and she's been given the opportunity, if she can make it through all three stages of Q School, she'll get to play on the LPGA Tour. Thanks so much for your insight, and we'll be back going to Ireland. We could get our Irish on after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Call Star Protection Agency for your office building, shopping center, or construction site. Let Star Protection take care 24/7. They know what to do to protect your assets, or join the Star team. Need a threat and risk assessment for your business? Call 532-3911. 532-3911. Star Protection Agency, across Hawaii since 1991. Get Star Protection.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Our company has been in business more than 30 years, and we depend on Alakai Mechanical for everything. They maintain our air conditioners, sheet metal on a new roof. They just installed our new commercial kitchen. Doesn't matter if you're big business, a condo, or mom and pop store. If you want your job done on time, on budget, done right, do what we do. Call Alakai Mechanical across the way. The best minds in air conditioning, plumbing, and sheet metal. That's Alakai Mechanical.
Oh man, will you look at that? It's right down the fairway. What a beautiful shot. Oh man, can't be too happy about that one.
Now, back to Danielle Tucker on The Golf Club.
Our Nike Precision Power Distance Petey Longs, won by Len Nakahara of Honolulu. And now, from Ireland, joining us, he's with the BBC, Connor McNamara. Welcome to the Golf Club Radio Show. So good to have you on. What's the weather like where you are?
The weather, well, the weather, Danielle, has been very good, given the what it's normally like. You know, July is the summer in Ireland, but we traditionally have to cope with a lot of wet weather golf. It's been really good for the last few days, and then all of a sudden this afternoon, the heavens opened, and it's just been pouring and pouring with rain, really down, making it difficult for the players who are still out there on the course. I think, you know, you look at the top of the leaderboard right now, David Howell managed to get to 11 under par just before the heavens opened. I think he'll be very pleased to be dry in the clubhouse at this stage.
I bet. That 64 is amazing. The golf course I'm watching on Golf Channel is in beautiful condition. The greens are amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they put a lot of work into it here. They're very proud of the facilities here in Killarney. The golf club, they've got three different courses. I don't think that the guys who are members have been allowed to play on the championship course for probably a couple of months at this stage. They wanted to keep it really pristine. The other thing you've got to bear in mind, Danielle, is, you know, this tournament, even with the success in Ireland of the four major winners, with Harrington, who's won three majors now, there's McDowell, there's Clark, of course, recently, and McIlroy, even with all that huge interest in Ireland, the amazing thing is they've struggled to get a sponsor. Mobile phone telephone company sponsored it the last few years. They decided to put their money into different sports. They put some into soccer this year. And incredibly, it's ended up with no major sponsor. And it's actually the Irish Tourist Board who've had to come up with some money just to make sure this event can go ahead. And I think when you think from a tourism point of view, they want it to look really good. They know these pictures are being broadcast across the world. They want people to come to Ireland and want to play golf here. Yeah, we do, you know, Danielle, get some things here you probably don't get in Hawaii. Earlier on, there was a herd, I guess it's a herd, you call them, of wild deer who live in the forest nearby, who came and broke onto a fairway, and it took a few stewards a while to get them off. So you get a few things in Ireland you probably don't get in Hawaii.
Oh, you get a lot. A lot of people want to go to Ireland. It's kind of like a dream to go to the UK, you know, to Scotland and to Ireland, where so much of the focus is, and even to Britain, to England. And speaking of England, here we've got all these Irish champions, as you mentioned their names, the Harrington, the McDowell, what's that young kid's name who's coming on so strong? Oh, yes, McIlroy. All these guys, right? They were the story before the Irish Open started. And now you had an Englishman at the top of the leaderboard, and you've got two Englishmen, David Howell and Simon Dyson. What's happened to the Irishman?
Well, you see, unfortunately, Danielle, the Irish Open has had a bit of a history over the years of becoming somewhat of a social event for the Irish golfers. They often come here, they spend their life out on tour, they're staying in hotels. Here they get a chance to meet up with their friends, and I think as professional as they like to be, they do get dragged out into some of the watering holes around Killarney over the week. I mean, traditionally, the Irish players don't really do great here. Last year, we had an English winner, Ross Fisher, nearly broke the course record. I think he did break the course record on the final day. Today, we've got, you know, David Howell absolutely burning up the course, 7 under for the day, just fantastic stuff. You know, you compare it, McIlroy came in over par. Simon Dyson, 3 under today. His good work was done yesterday. Very good front nine here, then had a bogey just on the turn. He's actually still out on the course as I'm speaking to you now, so he'll hope to pick up something on the last hole. He's just had a par at the 17th. You know, you look at this leaderboard and you say, right, where are the Irish players? There's Peter Lawrie back there, 7 under par for the championship. But today is Graham McDowell's birthday. He's booked a restaurant in town. He's got Darren Clark coming. He's got, obviously, McIlroy coming. You just get the feeling that some of those off-course facilities and attractions might be taking the precedence at the moment.
Oh, the boys are out partying this evening in Ireland, and so it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens in the final round at the Irish Open. I just wanted to mention to the Hawaii Visitors Bureau that the Irish Open, the folks there, the Irish community, you know, the Visitors Bureau, they decided to put in the money because they knew the beauty of Ireland was going to be shown around the world, and everybody's going to want to go. Want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Alakai Mechanical, the best minds in plumbing and air conditioning. Sheet Metal, when you need a new roof or some flashing or gutters, downspouts, I know what this stuff is. AC ducts or a commercial kitchen design with custom stainless steel counters, Alakai Mechanical. And we're continuing their birthday celebration next weekend. Star Protection for property threat and risk assessment. Get the Star Team on your property. And Poipu Bay Golf Course, where it's only $55 for Kama'aina until the beginning of September. So go play some golf. This is the Golf Club. You can catch us at RadioGolfClub.com anytime. Thank you for your mana. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.